Welcome back to Trash Rehash, the podcast. I'm Leah.
And I'm Breezy. And we're back. Oh, I can hear myself echo, Leah. I'm laughing. All right, we're good. Yeah, I don't hear myself anymore. But yeah, so we're back to rehash Jersey Shore. Oh my God. We were just rehashing Real Housewives of New York, and I was saying that we were about to rehash a show that I never saw us ever podcasting about. Ever. Nope. Ever. If you would have, especially you, I think you more so than me. So when you texted me about podcasting, I was like, what? But like, also, how could you not? Like, how could I not? I couldn't say no to Sammy Sweetheart.
It's going back. So I have like a love-hate relationship with Jersey Shore. Love the OG Jersey Shore. It was really, really hard for me to get into Family Vacation. But after watching, or when I found out Sammy was coming back, and I watched a lot of the seasons, I'm all caught up on the current season, even like the episodes before Thursday or this past Thursday. I think I just need to finish up a couple episodes of another season. I'll be like completely caught up, but it was so hard for me to get into, and so much, even watching, you know, the episodes before Sammy came back, some of them are so hard to watch because it's so like stupid. But this was a great welcome back to Sammy. And I'm pleasantly surprised that it wasn't just the last like 2 minutes of the show that she came on. Like, she got some good ass airtime. Because it's very like MTV to, you know, the last 2 minutes. Put something like that on.
Yeah, it's very MTV to put her on last 30 seconds. And her just say, the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. Yeah, so I was a like diehard watcher of Jersey Shore growing up. I was like in high school. I know. And my mom watched it too. We loved watching Jersey Shore. Like, I remember when the letter, the note, all of that.
How could you forget the note?
How could you forget? I still feel like I have the same views then as I do now. Of all the cat, like, they just, I feel like they don't change. Besides, I mean, even though, yes, Mike, the situation has grown over the years, obviously, whatever. I'd like to talk about this though, because I still see, you're on the same agreeance. Like, you still see that he's still, I mean, just because he's not doing drugs or whatever, drinking, I mean,
yeah, just because he's sober doesn't mean that he's still not a huge narcissist and shitster.
Exactly.
No, he just has more stupid catchphrases.
Yes. And we just have to see him eat a shit ton and do his stupid dances. Anyways, I love the Jersey Shore cast. But there are ones that I really can't stand.
Same.
I know which one you really can't stand, but I don't know if you know which ones I really can't stand.
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure JWoww. Are you not a JWoww fan? Are you in between?
I do not care for JWoww as much. Like, she's grown on. She's gotten better. She goes high, ups and downs, ups and downs. I don't. She's not one of my favorites at all. She's at the bottom. But Dina, Oh my God. I know. I
No.
can't.
OG Dina, I didn't mind. She was a hot
Yes.
mess.
Yes.
Family vacation. She's annoying.
It's so, like, go on an actual family vacation with your family. That's where you want to go, and that's
Well,
fine.
I mean, when
Me
she
out of
was
it.
talking about if Angelina was going to hit her, if she got hurt and she couldn't take care of her kids, I'm like,
Oh my God.
you were on a 3-week vacation to New Orleans last, or the, part A of season 6 or whatever the hell we're on. Like, yeah, take care of your fucking kids. Stay home. Go on vacation with them.
I though have watched all the way up until I'm not caught up. I'm not caught up. I'm starting here. Because Sammy's
Honestly,
back. But
if you go back, it'll be good.
I'm only like one season behind. Like I'm not far. I when they were doing their so I felt like I was farther than they were doing at the beginning, showing all the family vacation ones. I'm like, oh yeah, I saw them go to Havasu. Oh yeah, I saw them go there. Or no, they're going to Havasu now. I saw them go to oh my God, she said it, and I was like, no, you're saying it wrong. Oh my goodness. That's gonna bother me. It was like the snowy one.
Oh, yeah.
And okay, the thing I haven't seen is this last season where I guess Angelina has this new fiance, gets engaged.
That's what
That's
I
the stuff.
just caught up on. I would watch it just because
Yeah.
it kind of sets the tone for a little bit of
Yeah.
stuff, and it's easy
Is that reunion
enough.
out too?
Yeah, all like I think it's one or two or three.
So the one that they're talking that they show is
That.
out.
Yeah, and I didn't watch all of the reunion.
Yeah, well, I'll
Yeah.
definitely watch it then. Because that'll give me a little bit more. But I mean, honestly, I'm like, shit don't change. These motherfuckers are still the fucking same.
No.
Always.
I mean,
Always crying over the same
Angel
shit.
like Angelina, yes, does she get herself into a lot of this shit, but Dina, Jenny, and Snooki will never actually be truly happy or nice to her. Like, that is it to a T. Even when Angelina fucks up, which is a lot,
All
I
the
will
time. Yeah.
admit, there's always going to be that disconnect. They're always going to, it's always going to be 3-on-1 against her, no matter what it is.
Yeah. 1,000%.
And they
And
are mean girls. I don't care what they say. They're
Snooki
fucking mean girls.
hates that. Oh no, don't
Because
call her mean
she
girl.
is one.
I'll always remember she's on Twitter, like tweeting, like, I'm not a mean girl. Like, oh my God. And Dina, you're a fucking follower. That's like Dina would be should side with Angelina, Angeliners, but she doesn't. But I know who you really don't like, and that's Vinny.
Benny, yeah. I think he's just like a jackass. I just don't get his shtick at all.
Who's
Ugh.
your favorite guy?
I mean, I guess if it has to be Paulie, but he kind of like half the time doesn't even care to be there and is just shouting. It's definitely not Mike. The situation either because I find him also annoying. Okay,
Did
I
you
might
watch?
think
Oh, go ahead.
a lot of these people annoying, but I still love the show
Oh, yeah. Did you watch the Polly and Vinny sh shot at love?
watched the first season.
I'll say you know Nikki. Cool. Yeah, I'll say I watched the first season too. And that's where like I'm like, oh man, because some of them end up being on a bunch of different shows. Like Maria
Well,
was on a few shows.
yeah, because one of them was like on Are You the One?
Yeah,
Something
Maria,
like,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah.
Like,
So I'm happy that you know.
didn't he have like a whole ass girlfriend the whole time on that show too?
Who?
Vinny on the show.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah,
Like,
yes. So Vinny. Yeah, Vinny's the only single one. I'm waiting for him and Angelina to hook up when they're both single. I'm sure it's, I mean, again, to like make it like happen. But thoughts on, what are your thoughts on JWoww?
I just, you know, I guess I didn't mind her as much in the OG, but now it's just, she is mean. She's not
Yeah.
nice. I think her fiance
24
is creepy as hell. There's something weird. There's something there.
Oh my God. I'm so mad that they don't press that shit, because you know damn well if it was, you know, this is Angelina dating a 24-year-old. I know that he's not so 24 anymore. I know he's probably like,
well,
27.
I can't even remember what his name is.
My mind keeps saying Jesse, but I don't know.
I can't remember.
And I'm thinking Jesse only because he reminds me of like someone from 90 Day Fiance.
But like, my thing is, they call him 24 for so long where it like wasn't
funny. I don't know his name.
Like, yeah. It's been 3 years.
I don't know his name. That's just what happens when you call him 24.
I guess he's good with her kids, which.
Whatever.
Great.
I
saw there's something weird about it. If something comes out that he did some weird shit, you heard it here first that
we know. Yeah. Coming. I'm sorry. Like, until I hear from the kids themselves that, hey, he treats me well and I really, I love him, whatever. I don't give a fuck what you say, about your partner. You know, like, come on. Like, the people that say that, my kids love them and they're so good to my kids. Are you trying to make me believe that? Are you trying to convince me? I don't know. He's fishy, and I'm right there with you. I know.
Well, I don't know if you remember when he was like kind of feeling up Angelina.
Oh, Angelina and her ass, yeah.
And then that got all turned around
onto
on Angelina.
Her.
When Vinny was literally next to her being like, yeah, that shit's weird.
It was weird.
So.
Yeah, it was fucked up. And that's what sucks. Like, Angelina fucks up in her own, like, on her own. But then, because she has that bad history, when it does come up that it's not on her, they're like,
Well, like, when Angela fucks up, or Angelina, you know, she doesn't necessarily blame everyone else that I feel like Jenny does.
Ugh. JWoww, she didn't. So I watched Watch What Happens Live. She didn't look like she wanted to be there.
No.
Dina fucking crying because. Oh my God, what is his name? Everybody likes him, and I don't even care about him. Everybody loves him. What's that actor's
Ryan
name?
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds was mean to her, and Blake Lively, and I didn't want to sit with us.
Well, like, people say you're mean girls. I mean, also, like, they've done some gross ass shit on the show, too. Like,
I would just be like, I don't want to sit. They probably just like. I mean, the Jersey Shore cast? No, thanks. I'd rather not.
Right? Like,
Jersey Shore cast. They probably thought you were going to be, like, partying next to them or something. Right? I don't know.
It's not like the show is known for being classy. Like, it's known for being, like...
It's having the Bad Girls Club next to you. Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Thanks. You know, it's not like a debate team.
Well, like, that probably happened 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's like,
you know,
like, we're good. We don't need to bring up shit for, yeah, it's like in its prime, not probably at Family Vacation because it was with Sammy. So, you know, it was when they were like really GTLing. Like Lively and Ryan Reynolds also at the height of their career. Like,
yeah, I mean,
I'm good.
I'm sure. Those two have a story about some celebrity, you know, doing the same shit to them. It's just it's a cycle, you know.
I would like to hear from their point of view what happened.
Right.
Like, yeah, well, Dina just kept like crying and we were like, like, she just wanted to keep taking pictures with us. We're like, I'm sorry, like,
And they
It's
kept
always
saying,
has
like,
to move.
put like push-ups, chapstick, and you know, they probably were like weirded out by it. So I don't blame them.
They kept just like hitting, punching the air,
They're like,
like
do you
punching
want
the
to beat
sky.
the beat? And no clue what
Beat.
the hell they were
Yeah, I
saying.
don't know what the fuck that was.
Oh,
They're talking about the Jersey Turnpike. Anyways, what about Ronnie?
fuck Ronnie. I don't want to glor. Well, I didn't realize why he really wasn't on the show anymore. I just remember seeing headlines that he was stepping away, like they showed on the screen for mental health. Not that he like beat the, you know, beat his girlfriend up and knocked her out. So I don't really want to glorify or have any redemption story for a domestic abuser. So
Yeah, totally. And also, it's just very confusing how he gets full custody of.
that's scary, actually.
Yeah, Jenna is pregnant also. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. I also thought it was pretty fucked up that, you know, when he's talking to Mike and he's like, well, you know, everyone owes you a chance to sit down. And no, they don't actually, because that wasn't a, not that it's okay. It wasn't a one-off time. There's been a history of abuse from you. And I know Jen was the same way, but there can be two abusers at once. So,
Yeah, totally.
I don't want to see his crying face, fake shit. I mean, we saw him do it on the original season when he destroyed Sammy's stuff and then cried about it. So, I'm
God.
not excited to see him back or in the same room with Sammy.
I guess I'm
So.
confused by that. We are going to see him with Sammy, like for real, for real. Like, I'm just confused on like why he was like he is there the whole season.
Yeah.
Or
There is a reunion between the two. I like read like a
oh,
thing
okay.
about it. Sammy said, yeah, you'll see it play out. She's like, basically, we're just coworkers.
Coworkers, yeah, I read that. I didn't read though that they have like a little,
I mean, good for her.
yeah,
Which also to
she's getting
bring
that
up,
bag.
you know, her reasoning for saying like unfollowing them on social media, just she wasn't coming back on the show and didn't really want to rehash all that shit, especially with Ronnie being there. I don't blame her.
I totally get it. I don't think that there was any, I don't, yeah. What do you think about the beef though? Going into this season, like between Sammy and the Mean Girls,
Well,
Snooki, and yeah.
it seems like it was started by the other girls, and you know, Sammy retaliated.
You think it's because you think it stemmed from Sammy posting or saying something about Jersey Shore and then the podcast that JWoww did?
Which,
Like,
like,
kind of shading.
I mean, she can not want to be a part of the family vacation and still talk about what happened in the past. It's not that
She was an
hard.
original
It's
cast member.
not that hard to, you know, grasp that concept. And then, you know, I love that Sammy was like, yeah, well, there's receipts of me reaching out to Dina and getting no response. So, you know, how good of friends are we actually?
No, Dina probably sent that to Snooki and JWoww and said, should I respond?
She needs
No?
permission.
Okay. Yeah. She goes, okay. Well, Sammy, I'm sorry, but they told me I couldn't respond. Yeah, no.
I'm excited to see them all talk, though.
I'm
See
so
how it goes.
excited because just the preview of the of her coming in and like Snooki and them like screaming and getting angry and them all arguing. I was like, oh my God, like right away, y'all are doing this. Oh, I love it. And honestly, Sammy looks so good. Like, she looks even better than before. And it's so funny because she was like already like the cutest one in there, and that they were all just fucking haters. Haters of Sammy's sweetheart. But now she's the sweetest and the baddest bitch on Jersey Shore. So.
And it's just gonna be interesting because she was one of, besides Angelina, that wouldn't take any of, Jenny's shit.
No, and that's what I love. She's coming in not like with Ron, but just like as Sammy. And she's also coming with like the backing, knowing that she's bringing viewers. People are coming, like, we're podcasting because Sammy's back on the show. We would not be doing this otherwise. She's the one bringing the ratings, and you know she probably got like a good pay for this, and they fucking hate it.
I mean, I gotta love it. They're keep leaning into this Angelina DM turn. That's why she came back. Okay, no, she probably is getting a fat check for this. And I
Fat
do
check.
love that she didn't just wait after a season. She waited, 5, 6 seasons to come back. Brilliant on her idea or on her part. It's bringing back Jersey Shore because people want to see the OGs come back. Yeah, it's
Okay.
I even love like the breaking the fourth wall and the producer being like, I never thought I'd see this day,
I know. I forgot. But I also low key love the Sammy Snooki store beef.
It's like the Juliet Kelsey
Yes.
the bikini line.
Siesta Key, for those that don't know, watch it. MTV, same family. I was like, no,
It's the
not
dumbest
mad because of
thing,
the
but it's so
store.
funny. But
Oh
it
my
makes sense why
God, it
they
makes
like it makes
so
sense
much sense.
for them to beef about that.
It makes so much sense. I'm like, So that's your beef. So you got, a specific beef with each one, Yeah, it's I but Sammy still has her store, which I love. I'm assuming Snooki still has her store too. But I
Yeah,
mean
probably.
they've been rocking for a while. I mean, how can you not be able to keep a store running on a Jersey Shore,
And how else do
when you're just
you,
trying.
increase sales by coming on a TV show that got you famous, coming back to it? Not
After
telling me
years.
whatever sweetheart, whatever it's called, sales didn't go up dramatically. One, once it was announced that she was coming back, and two, now that the episodes have started airing.
Yeah. Can I say something a little shady?
Oh, you can say that.
It's kind of bad, but I really, really do not like the name Mia Bella.
No,
Sorry,
that
sorry, sorry, sorry. Anyone that has any, oh, to all the Mia Bellas, to all the Mia Bellas out there, I'm sorry. I don't mind Mia and I don't mind Bella. I don't like the Mia Bella. Now, if the name is Mia, middle name's Bella, whatever. We ain't got to do the Mia Bella all the time. Just say Portabella. Just say Portabella at that
No, I
point.
agree. Not a fan of the name either.
Cute baby.
Yeah, cute baby, but agreed.
But not y'all didn't that was a situation y'all did not think about. But
Also, love that this trip that they're going on is because Mike won a sweepstakes.
oh, shut the fuck up. Why do they
Like, you
gotta
could,
lie?
like, one person could afford vacation for all of them to go. they got money. We don't need to play this. Oh, we're only going on vacation because we want a trip. No, come on. Us viewers are smarter than that. Okay. Just say, hey, let's plan a trip. Boom. Easy. That's all I need to hear. That's it.
Yeah. This is the part that I'm not looking forward to in watching the show again, is the filler shit. Like, okay, so we're going to need to watch Polly and Vinny do some stupid pranks. Sometimes they hit. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they hit, but in their older age, it's fewer and far between. Just like I'm now going to have to watch a lot of filler of Mike the Situation order excessively off of the menu at a Burger King, everything, not eat even a fourth of it, but just order all that and take like little nibbles of everything just to look like, because he eats so much, you know.
Big Daddy Sitch. Rest of my life without hearing that, I would be the happiest person in the world, because I think that's the dumbest thing.
Big Daddy Sitch. Ah, God, I can't.
And BDS, I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. He's just the Situation. Now we got all these weird other nicknames added to it.
It's Mike. It's Prison Mike. Okay. Yeah. It's
or Mike. The Situation. That's it. That's all.
Not Big Daddy.
Oh my God. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb. Anyways, I had to get that off my chest that I don't like Mia Bella. Not the baby. Just the name. And maybe it's just the way that he says it.
I think because he says things like,
ugh,
I don't know. Yeah, so he says shit.
He is a scam. I swear. Y'all are falling for it if you are like buying his merch. Oh, God. I'm just saying. Like, I'm happy that he's no longer on the stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't believe he's
definitely healthier. Yeah. Props to him.
The best he's ever been. I believe that.
Keeping sobriety that long is tough.
Yeah. But don't be telling people how to live. You ain't got
You're doing time. The no. same shit you're doing on the show.
Yeah. Yeah. Dead ass. But we need that. We need that. And he knows that. And he's giving that,
that's why,
you know, he that's yeah
I mean that's why doing. This family vacation has gone on for so many other years is
they're desperate for that check.
Yeah, it's that same formula you see every season. But I love Sammy coming back. It's gonna I just can't wait to like see and hear the reactions, like in the confessionals, like holy shit.
Because I swear, I think the boys are like totally great about it, like love it, because all of them have a thing in common that they want to keep making the money. They know that this, that because they've had the drought before, they don't want that drought no more. They are, you know, really trying to keep this going, and it was dying again. And this has really upped it. The boys love it. The girls love that. Oh, yeah, we're getting that check, but also hate at the expense that it's taking. So we're gonna get to watch them almost be forced to deal with the Sammy shit, unpack it, actually have to show up and work, because you haven't had to the last few seasons. Y'all been, you know, whatever. I don't know. I haven't watched last. I mean, Angelina's been working, tell you that. She's stay working, stay making herself look like a fool for our entertainment. And I love it.
I mean, she's ridiculous, but
he's so ridiculous.
When she's like talking about like naming all these people that Jay Wild reminded her of, Marilyn Monroe, Kat Von D, and like I love the editors were just changing her in the, you know, different outfits. And you know, when Dina was like, she charged at me, and like she just like got up from her seat and that was it.
And she was like feet away, like feet.
I'd love when the edit
yards.
Yeah, I'd love when the edit makes them look stupid for saying something stupid.
Yeah, like Dina is just so damn dramatic, and that's like my bone to always pick with Dina is always like, ugh, y'all stop babying her. Chris is like the perfect husband for her because he babies the fuck out of her and he lets her like be that way, which is good. There's always someone out there for you, you know?
Yeah.
She needed that. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be podcasting about Jersey Shore. Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Can't screw that up. It's different. It is different because I rewatched Jersey Shore probably like 4 times. No lie. I did my most recent rewatch probably like 3 years ago. Like like since COVID.
Okay. Yeah, I did a rewatch during COVID at some point.
Yeah.
So.
Like maybe it was like, yeah, like right at the start. Which so it feels kind of fresh. And I'm like, ugh, Dina, you like it's now. I'm like, what happened? But maybe this shakeup is just what we need for everyone to pick it up or get out. Or the show's done. Cause Sammy doesn't need this shit like you all do. Y'all desperate. Y'all on here all the time.
That's why it's been the same shit for every family vacation.
Yep. Anyways, so we're gonna be rehashing Jersey Shore Family Vacation. We're also rehashing Real Housewives of New York, the reboot. Mm-hmm. It's a new era,
which
and it's awesome.
I do want to touch base on that quick. During Watch What Happens Live, everyone voted Snooki to be housewife. I do not want to see that.
I think she would hide. Gianni's not even on this. So why you can't be a housewife if you're not going to be open. She's not open enough.
And sorry, she's not the same Snooki that made Jersey Shore OG iconic. Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I'll say
she's
it.
Like the lead. Yeah. She's Leah said it. Mm-mm. Leah said it.
Might get a lot of hate, but hey.
I mean, I think that that's it though. I mean, I think that that's what she knows deep down and probably what she gets often. I would assume she gets it somewhere, or she's a fear of hers is that she knows she's not that same Snooki. She's Nicole now. And that's fine. But yeah, you're just not meant for reality TV anymore is really what I think it is, you know?
Considering if she right now was on the cast with the current cast of Real Housewives of New York City, she'd be bottom of the list. There's too many good wives on there right now. No.
I think she'd have to be on Jersey and even on there.
Yeah.
There ain't room
I forget where some of them live now because some of them live all
She probably lives in New York. But she would fit better with the Jersey cast of being a little less nicer, but still. I'm saying, but she wouldn't make a good housewife for the reasons that we already listed. It's like, she's not. That's the problem I have with Snooki. Snooki, not Nicole. Snooki was an open book. Okay. Snooki was wild and free. And that's, you know, she was young and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole is still dumb. But a little bit wiser and more reserved, and that's fine, but just don't be on a reality TV show. That's what I always say. Like, I'm not saying to not be you. I'm just saying if you want to hold it back and not share with us, then don't be filmed. Don't be on the show.
Yeah.
I could see Angelina being a great housewife.
Yes, because she's messy as hell.
Yes. She would, especially on, now she's
And
in Staten Island, so she would have to be
honestly,
in New York.
willing to make herself look like an ass. Sometimes you gotta be that to be a housewife.
Definitely. They need to come up with like a lower class housewife thing, like a cul-de-sac moms or something. I don't know. Some type of middle class
That would be
housewives.
interesting, actually.
Yeah, because they ain't rich enough to be housewives.
No.
That's what it is. Y'all wish you could get on Real Housewives so you could be making that extra, but y'all can't host. Where are y'all gonna take them? Karma? God.
Which, I'm sorry, you know that
Boardwalk.
would be fun to go to Club Karma for one time.
Yeah, we'll have to go to Karma. We have a list. We have a list.
I'd feel so dirty after going there, but it'd be worth
It'd be so worth
it.
it. It'd be so worth it. Oh my God. It'd be nude fist pump all night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I will definitely have to watch. I'm gonna binge that last season and
Yeah.
get caught up.
But other than Housewives of New York and Jersey Shore, we will be podcasting Southern Charm when it comes back in September.
I need to watch that damn
Yeah.
thing.
I sent you a DM
So it was
on
good.
Twitter.
It was a good trailer. Was it a long trailer? Was it a short trailer? What do
It
we?
was like 2 minutes.
Okay.
Just over 2 minutes. Let me see. Yeah, it, I mean, 2 minutes and 37 seconds to be exact.
Okay. That's got a little chunk to it. And it's November,
September.
September. Woo.
Which we're also still waiting on Salt Lake City trailer to
Which
drop.
I
So
am like dying for.
I know, same.
I'm dying for my favorite show ever, Lisa Barlow. Anyways, yeah, so we got a lot of things coming. It's exciting, but this is a totally different vibe and a nostalgic vibe, I guess, is more what I like. Like I'm talking about, like, oh, this is like if we started rehashing Teen Mom, which I love Teen Mom and I still watch that way too
Mean,
closely. But that's what it's like. It's like, oh my God, like all the negativity is comes from like years and years and years of
I mean,
watching and knowing,
this is
knowing.
the show that has the most history and the most that, like, we have knowledge of. Like, I remember watching like premiere night of Jersey Shore, like vividly remember watching that. So yeah, lots of history, nostalgia, good and bad. So yeah, sometimes if we shit talk too much, it's because it's a long hatred for a certain cast member or whatever happened. So
You gotta, care about something so much to feel so passionate about it, you know? So, yeah, I'm excited. This will be fun. But anything else before we go?
no, just don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Rehash Trash and on Instagram at Trash Rehash.
Yes, go follow us, and until next time, bye.
Bye.